party in the city where the heat is on.
Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, we're gonna put that. We're gonna put that to the test this morning. My name's Hartzell. That's Peter B. Swain. The B stands for Broadcasting Live from Miami, Florida.
Well, good morning, Art.
All right, man. I think it's working. I can't confirm, but I hear you. Can you hear
morning,
me, my
Hartzell?
Friend?
It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. You listen really well. I'm not in Miami quite yet. I'm in Tampa, which is
he's broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Weighing in at a beautiful weight, weighing in at a glass of Hennessy, Peter James Jamal. Hi, buddy.
It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and even from afar, I'll give you the real feel where
you
are.
Can
you
give me that real MFN feel?
It's in the low 20s with the real feel, right around the freezing point.
Yeah, looks I like can't confirm. Guys, slushy as
looks
hell.
Looks like you guys are getting some snow, which is not good. This just isn't a good thing.
You don't think so?
A high of 33, low of 21, a high of 38 tomorrow, a low of 28. It gets a little warmer on Sunday. Get your high of 42.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I hate that sound of your voice. I hate that passive aggressiveness. I tell you what, man. You take that real feel in Tampa, you shove it up your ass, all right?
I had a feeling that was the way
you knew it was coming.
I had not a great feeling over here. Do you want my real feel?
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Go ahead and give me your real feel.
All right, as you guys are celebrating and enjoying your weekend around 32, my high today is 77 and low of 57. High of 69 tomorrow, which
nice.
Is so nice. And a low of 48, and it stays that way throughout the weekend. And then I head to Miami for Super Bowl coverage on Monday. So this
Bienvenidos a Miami.
Yes.
So that is what
I have to say.
How did everything go as far as the flight in? Mm-hmm. We were both up pretty late last night, so I'm pretty impressed. Your voice will warm up by the time we're done with this thing. It was rather deathly when we connected the phone line. But tell me what's going on, man. Give me the fill in. I want to live vicariously through you.
Well, I had to pack up yesterday, and it's like the longest work trip of my life.
Yeah.
Like I came to visit some friends, but then I'll be gone for a week. So I had the biggest suitcase at the airport. I had to buy a Southwest duffel bag.
No, you poser. You had to buy one of the branded bags. Oh, no, Pete. Oh, no.
And I got this huge Southwest bag now, and I'm flying American on Monday. So
you're cross-branding? Oh, Pete.
They're going to be.
You can't be wearing... You can't be wearing Adidas shoes and a Nike jogging suit. Come
on. It's a fashion nightmare. I'm headed to the Super Bowl. I'm going to look like a putz.
Like, who is this poser from Kansas City? He claims to be a journalist, but I don't believe it. Let me check that dude's credentials.
I did. You'll be jealous of this. I did get Whataburger in my transfer in Dallas, though.
Was it in the airport?
Yeah, the Whataburger in the airport.
How was it? What'd you get? Tell me all the details. Imagine you're looking at me in the eyes right now and tell me all the details.
Oh, it was a double cheeseburger, French fries with a side of spicy ketchup.
What did Radio Henry think about that?
Oh, by God, you got to see the size of this burger here at the Dallas Love Airport. It is just delicious.
Oh, Pete, this is the weirdest thing, man. Because I'm still looking. I'm looking at your spot.
Yes.
I'm looking at this empty chair. I'm staring into the void. I'm like Clint Eastwood that one thing, that one time.
That's right.
Yeah. It's weird because your coffee mug is empty. Mm. Okay, it's not true. It's not empty now. I'm using your coffee mug because it's much cleaner than mine. So,
come on.
My apologies.
See,
sorry.
But unreal.
At least I told you. Give me credit for telling you.
I guess maybe the H is sometimes for honesty. And when it comes to you, I got in, we got in, I got to my, close to my friend's house last night in Tampa, and like right next door, there was a sign that said, start the weekend with College Thursday. And it just looked like a bunch of babies just drinking on the side of the road.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
it was.
Oh, Pete, I didn't even think about that, man. This is like, for you, this is like the winter equivalent of like going to spring break. Like this is your PCB.
Here comes Grandpa.
Oh no! How many of them are at the hotel?
I went to. Well, no, I'm in Tampa. I'm staying with a friend. I used to live here.
Gotcha. Oh, and then when I always forget that. I always forget you.
Yeah, in Miami, I'll be at a regular hotel. We just had passed this thing, and I'm like, oh man, I'm tired. You know, I went took a long day of travel. I'm going to sleep, and so now I'm well rested. My voice actually sounds worse today, I think.
It's getting better, man. It's getting better already.
I feel better than I did the other
day. So you're telling me that the friends you stayed with, they did go out?
No, they stayed in too.
Okay, at least you guys are all self-aware now. Like, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, we are saving up. You got to save the energy. You know what I'm saying?
What about the pirate suit, Pete? What about the pirate suit? You know that, like, all this was a long walk just to get to Pete. Tell me about this pirate suit.
So in Tampa, the best day of the year, it's called Gasparilla. And so today I work from afar. I finish up the Chiefs week remotely. And then I'll have that day tomorrow with my – and everyone dresses up as a pirate. They call it a pirate festival.
Don't say. Well, okay.
I'm like a cross – my costume is a cross between, like, Jack Sparrow and Matthew McConaughey.
Well, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Right.
Oh, okay. Even remotely, that's disgusting that you just did that. Even remotely, I'm just shaking my head.
I want to also just wish a happy birthday to my beautiful sister, 25.
Hey, our first studio audience. Our first guest, I guess. I'm trying to make it sound more impressive. But...
Right.
Happy birthday.
January 25th, baby. I got her an Aquarius AF shirt, which she appreciated.
Were you a six-year-old Peter B. Swain, the B stands for baby boy? Were you looking forward to having a baby sister? Or were you someone who was upset the turf war had begun?
When you're 6 years old, you're pretty self-aware. not aware enough always to know the birds and the bees.
Uh-huh.
But I would just beg my parents for, like, someone to play with. And then, you know, when
oh,
you get...
God, now this is getting sad. Now, I didn't need to take it. It's a depressing turn. God,
yeah,
oh,
when
man.
You're 6 years old, you just want someone to play with. I was hoping... I think in my mind, I thought that they were going to be born six, just like me. Like, they're just born, and they're my age.
You got some bad info from the stork.
My mom would say, Peter, all you got to do is pray. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I would pray every night for this. And little did I know, I was praying for my parents to go to Funky Town. And pretty gross when you think about it. But the storks.
Praying for the poon, Pete.
The storks dropped off a little old Jamie. And now she's 25 years young.
25.
Growing and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jamie. Well, that's awesome. Look at you. Big brother of the day. Not the year. That's big brother of the day.
Double B-O-D.
All right, man. So this is, I guess, the real test to see if I know what the hell I'm doing, all right? Because I guess we got to get into this show. The easy part is being able to talk to you. We've got that part down. I can hear you. You can hear me. But we still want to give you... On this KC Morning Show, brought to you by our friends at Charlie Hustle, we want to give a full show. Audio, hilarity ensues, probably some type of technical difficulty in between. So I guess we're going to give this a go.
Yes, and if this was a video show, I would give you a full show. But luckily, luckily for you,
I can't. We can't do video, man, because you'd be very disappointed in the amount of mess I have made in this room.
I am.
Cords are everywhere. I'm not entirely sure any of this is up to code, but for right now, things are working. So, Pete,
I'm naked too, so no video here.
God, you know what? Some things are best left unsaid. The rest is still unwritten.
The best part about this show today is I don't have to get dressed, and so yeah, I'm just full commando right now.
See, this is why we are so great at this, why we're so good. Because I'm also butt-ass naked in the studio. I've also decided to strip down.
Keep your butt out of my chair.
Well, I've taken the coffee mug. I think I, at this point, got to go all in. Got to go all in.
Oh, God.
All well, right. Well, Pete, are you ready to kick us off with that yes. Hot Chiefs action?
That's right. What are we, like 10 days away from the Super Bowl now?
I hope you know. I hope you're aware.
One of these days, the Super Bowl is going to kick off here. The Chiefs are hard at work while the 49ers are not. I told you the other day that the Chiefs were back to business one day after the AFC title, already getting ready for the Super Bowl. Here's Chiefs special teams coordinator, Dave Tobe.
Right now, we're treating it like we have a game on Sunday. So it's just like usual for us. I mean, the guys are really, really focused. I mean, you can definitely see it in the meetings. You can feel it in the meetings. You can see it in practice. You know, it's different. Similar to last week, but just a little bit more, you know, and it's kind of exciting.
So apparently the San Francisco 49ers did not get things going until Thursday. So Kyle Shanahan and their head coach gave them a couple days off. So we'll take that for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting because...
Do they even want to be there? Do you even want to be there, San Fran?
I just find it interesting because Andy Reid took kind of an opposite approach. He got to work right away, pretty much after the game, gave them the night to celebrate, is getting the work done here in Kansas City, the game plan. And the Chiefs, actually, for what it's worth, they're really seeming to like it. Just listen to cornerback Kendall Fuller.
They made it easy for us to focus. Just having like a regular week schedule as if we were playing this Sunday. So just being able to have that mindset, you know, thinking about where I'm going to eat, knowing my schedule and things like that. So just being able to keep that same game schedule, you know, what days you watch film, if you watch this on Tuesday, Wednesday, you still watching it just because we got that regular week schedule. So I think that schedule's been helping a lot and, you know, been allowing us to focus in knowing how big of a stage it's going to be.
Don't you hear it in Kendall Fuller's voice where, like, he's basically like, we're getting the hard work done now so we can enjoy Miami next week. And they'll just review in the practices next week. I like this approach.
That's old school. Don't put off today. No, don't put off tomorrow. I don't follow the logic, which is why I'm having a tough time reciting it. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Is that it?
That's around to correct.
Is that close enough? I don't follow the logic.
Here's what it is. They're not the Kansas City procrastinators. They're the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good one, Pete. Good one.
Thank you.
Good one.
I'll be here the rest of the week. One of the best parts about the AFC title for the Chiefs is they came out relatively injury free. No really new injuries. Chris Jones, the fan favorite defensive tackle, he was a question to play in the game due to a calf injury, but the Chiefs were able to limit his snaps. I think he had like 28. He left, no doubt.
1,000%, man. I just truly believe in Rick and his staff, how they've been handling this. They're some of the best in the business. He's been in the business a long time, and whatever Rick tells me to do, I try to do it to my best ability. I completely trust those guys and to make sure that they have me ready before a game.
So there you have it. Chris Jones should be good to go, which is great news for the Chiefs. They have been having also, which is actually funny, and it actually has been making me thinking, Arcel, they've been having this sickness going around where some players are dealing with. It seems like a handful of players have this every week. Yesterday, it was Travis Kelce and Jordan Lucas that were held out of practice due to illness. So hopefully they're back in the mix soon.
You know, wash your ass, boys. Come on now.
What I'm saying is I wonder if I just have it. You know, I wonder if I just got
it. Oh, you're trying to say maybe you caught it from the guys.
I think it's possible because I'm around.
Man, you're really trying to ride some coattails, even the sick ones. You're still trying to ride them.
I don't know.
Anything that gets you riding some Chiefs coattails, sick or otherwise.
If I'm fighting through illness to cover the Super Bowl, do I deserve a ring? That's the question.
Oh,
I mean, that's,
wow.
That's how I'm wondering.
This is really skyrocketed. You're just happy to be there when you're flying out this week, you're just happy to be there. Now you're over here asking for rings.
No, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there into the universe. Like, let's see what the universe comes back with. The Chiefs will have one more practice in Kansas City today before packing up on Saturday and moving to Miami on Sunday. I'm going to Miami. How about that?
How about that? How about them Chiefs?
The Chiefs in Miami.
So
Miami Chiefs.
What's the vibe? Because I'm going to assume that
Titletown, baby.
Okay, but is the feeling? Was there anybody traveling? I know you're early, and you did go to Tampa, not Miami. But was there anybody on your flight who was trying to take an early vacay, but also going to Super Bowl?
I saw a couple people with Chiefs jerseys in the airport, but I. Like you're saying, I think I came a couple days early, so I think people are probably holding off. My guess would be a lot of people that are fans will come like next Thursday down to Miami to take in a little bit of like the Super Bowl festivities and get it. One of the stories that I actually didn't even throw in the rundown that people are upset about right now is Hard Rock Stadium does not allow tailgating.
Right. No. Okay. I don't understand why people are just now finding this out. I hosted some soccer games at Hard Rock Stadium this summer. Listen, you can't team me up to plug myself. I mean, come on, it's too easy. You can't team me up like that. And
Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, Hard Rock Stadium. You just when you nail it, you nail it. You really
That's
got
me,
that
man.
One.
Yeah, I got a hammer over here, just nailing this left and right, baby.
And it's one of those stadiums where you really can't even. Like squeeze in a tailgate. You can't even squeeze in a grill or anything because they have it so the parking spaces, if you can make it in, are like right on top of each other. And then across the street, they have like a makeshift parking, but basically just on grass, and it's super congested. So I think that's on purpose. So you can't really cross the street, especially during game days. It's kind of also the worst. I'll be totally honest. I didn't love that setup. So I don't know where they're going to do this. What are they saying? Are people going to just go to bars, or are they just going to try to spend $1,000 in the stadium?
Yeah, they're just upset. I mean, I don't think that Miami and the Super Bowl is going to budge. It's not like they're necessarily worried about people going to the Super Bowl. So there's no backing here. There's no leverage. There's zero leverage. But it is a shame because you're used to tailgating every Chiefs game. If you can make it down to Miami, you probably want to do that, but it's just not on the cards. So.
So how you feeling, man? How you feeling about everything as you get a chance to kind of take a little beat and enjoy yourself? Are you feeling ready? You feeling good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, I think they got a really good chance here. They're still the favorites. The line really hasn't moved a ton, at least yet.
Yeah, I thought it was going to move by now, to be honest with you.
I just think they're the better team.
Right.
I mean,
right.
If you know sports, it is a quarterback thing. I just don't think Jimmy G has a chance to beat Mahomes on this big of a stage. And again, there's a reason they play the games. That's a nice.
Yeah,
football
I don't know.
Christian
yeah, I don't know what's around you, but knock on wood right now. I don't know what you're next to, but start knocking.
But I just think the Chiefs offense is the best unit by far. And like the 49ers defense and their offense, very good. The Chiefs defense, very good. But the Chiefs offense right now is just amazing. And I think that's going to make the difference in the game.
All right, Pete. I can't believe this is working. The clips worked, man. When you were talking, I was making sure we nailed it, man. We're nailing it. It's working.
Perfect.
It's working.
Great.
Okay.
Great news.
On that note, my friends, because I know I don't want to keep you up because I know you're at a friend's house and I don't want them to have to wake up. So, on that note, this might be difficult because usually we like to rap over this thing. So I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna need you to just use your muscle memory. How much do you love this intro? Because right now, my friend, even while Peter is broadcasting live remotely, I think it's time for us to do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
There it is, y'all. There it is. It's that news, that hot, sweaty, passionate. What is it, Pete? It's your what?
Sometimes stanky
news. Yay. All right. So here's the thing. And you guys don't know this. Oh, wow. You have no idea how good that was. So just to pull back the curtain, y'all, Pete actually can't hear any of the sound clips that we're playing. He can hear me, but he can't hear anything else. And you nailed it. You hit the post, man. You hit it on the beat. You hit it on the beat, and you had no idea what you were doing. That was, you know the song. You love the song now. You didn't used to like it.
Yeah, I got to just share you a quick thing. There was this kid one time named Marshall Mathers, and it just came to him. And believe it or not, he grew up to be Eminem.
You're an idiot. All right, hold on, hold on. I'll give you the beat real quick, and then you can do a little rap. All right, ready? 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, go!
Even though I am afar, I am not afraid to drop a bar. It's Petey Sweens on the ones and twos. Let's do the news.
Oh my God! You did it again! You hit the beat, man!
This is what we call a missed connection. It's like on Craigslist when you see someone in the street and you're like, man, I think we had a moment there.
Oh, man.
It's me and music.
I cannot believe that that worked out so well. That's just a theme of this show. I can't believe it worked out so well. Oh, man. That was awesome, Pete. Wow. You must have listened early. Did you listen ahead of time to some of the stuff?
To what?
Like the audio.
Yeah. I got everything locked in the dome.
Oh, wow. He cares. All right, man. Well, I'm feeling good now. And that note, even though this sucks, I'm feeling pretty good. So let's just knock this out while we got a chance. Actually, before we do that, it was going to be impeachment, obviously. But I do want to do a quick hit.
Okay.
Real quick. We got to think of a better way to transition. A quick hit real quick. PBS NewsHour with Jim Lear. Was that ever your thing? Were you ever a PBS kid?
When I was watching Arthur.
Okay, which, hey, that's okay. Who doesn't love Arthur? Who doesn't love my favorite aardvark? Is it aardvark,
right? Shout out DW. Yeah, Arthur and DW, yeah.
Oh, man. How did that song go? What was it?
Every day when I'm walking on the street.
Every day when you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's an original point of view.
Yes, and I say, hey. You're supposed to say hey back to me.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Now you can do it.
What a wonderful kind of day.
Uh-huh. Wow. Man. Okay. Let's get back. Okay, it's Jim Lear, the PBS NewsHour. One of my favorite journalists, he passed away last night. I believe it was 85. Pete, and I only say this because we're getting ready to talk about impeachment, and also because I was a huge fan of Jim Lear. Grew up with PBS, grew up on NPR. Public TV and public radio. And I say all this because Jim Lear, he moderated 12 different presidential debates. And I just say that because I can't imagine in our climate now, no matter how great the moderator or the journalist is, I just that's an era that we're never gonna get back. Never, ever gonna get back. That guy, like the last of that crew, like you think about the Barbara Walters, the Diane Sawyers, even on the sports side, you got like Bryant Gumbel, the Real Sports. Like, it's just a different kind of era. You know what I mean? Just a different vibe. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen this stuff even in sports media, right? When you've got different journalists and people who passed, like one of my favorites, Stuart Scott, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there always is people like that. Like, I don't know, for some reason, Howard Cosell is coming to mind.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's for some reason, and of course, I mean, there are a lot of celebrities, so I guess this happens, but a lot of the good ones go early. They head on early. Not that 85 is any early time to go out, but you know what I mean?
It all seems too early, man, especially when you got the good ones. When you got the good ones, it always seems like it's too early. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. Some of you may have no idea who that man is. I may be showing you too much of my inner nerddom, but I just wanted to give that some love. A shout out, RIP, pour one out to Jim Leary. PBS NewsHour. Okay, with that being said, as we talk about someone who kind of bridged both sides of the gap, let's get to impeachment.
President Trump not responding to questions about impeachment while House Democrats were trying to punctuate their case for a second day, arguing the president abused his power by pressuring Ukraine to announce investigations into the Bidens.
The articles and the evidence conclusively establish that President Trump has placed his own personal political interests first.
So here's where we at, my friend. This is where we are. And I got another audio that I thought was it's a fun impeachment article. Oh, you okay, bud?
God bless me.
You got a little dusty and tampy? You okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue with your impeachment.
Oh, no. You sound really bad now. Do you need to take a second? Oh, okay. No.
I'm okay.
You're not going to make it, man. You got 10 more days. You're not going to make it, man.
I'm back, baby.
Okay. So here we are. This is where we are in impeachment. Democrats today are going to wrap up their argument. Those House managers, they had 3 days to use up 24 hours to make their case. And we have definitely moved into the 21st century. I was, you know, looking back at some of the stuff from the Clinton impeachment. And, you know, it was pretty state of the art. They had some TV monitors and all that stuff, and they had audio recordings that were played back. But just a sign of the times, man, like every speech that they gave was accompanied by pictures of transcripts and highlighted. And with the transcripts, sometimes they had some of the folks who were even in that transcript were reciting it, or they had video clips. In fact, what was the number? They had over 140 video clips over the last 2 days, and we still have a day left today. It's very interesting to see how even in like that umbrella of politics, how like all this new technology is almost, it's a must now.
And that's the thing too. I always relate it back to sports because it's what I know. I know that the PR teams, they tell the athletes, like, look, it isn't like the old days when if people don't say anything, you're going to be off scot-free. Like, everybody has a camera phone. Everyone's trying to blow up everybody. So then with that, you get additional evidence for situations like this.
More today. I think
well,
they're
let me
go...
just say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes you just got to grab America by the...
More going on today. It's on every TV station, every radio station. Not mine, though. Not your alternative 96.5 The Buzz, because we tell jokes and play the killers. But everybody else who actually, you know, has a degree, they'll be talking about it. So there was congressional clapback. How about that? That'll work.
Why are we here? Are we here because of a phone call?
We are here, sir, to follow the facts, apply the law, be guided by the Constitution, and present the truth to the American people. That is why we are here, Mr. Sekulow. And if you don't know, now you know.
I got a chance to play Biggie during the news, so that's exciting. That's Akeem Jeffries, who I believe is from New York. He's a representative from New York. And, you know, he's team East Coast. He's team Biggie. And he had to let him know, like, hey, Jay Sekulow, as you make your case, why are we here? I'll tell you why you're here. And if you don't know, now you know.
I see. I like that because I love pizzazz, as you know, big pizzazz Pete. Sometimes and I'll say this though about Hakeem.
Uh-huh.
I love that moment, but at the same time too, it's just like he's every politician trying to get that drop that's going to make the news, and that's a little bit of the problem. Sort of what you were alluding to before with the debates. There's a little bit of a problem of just like politicians trying. And they have to do it now because it's just a product of the times. And so, those events sound like a little less natural and a little bit more planned. And I don't know if that's for better or
for worse. Twitter was so close. And I'm actually like hindsight wishing it would have gone under. But Twitter was so close to being done. Like no one was using Twitter anymore. Like it had dropped to like 3 or 4 on that graph of like, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that. Twitter was like going the way of the telegraph, maybe not quite that severe. But then, you know, the president basically single-handedly saved Twitter, and now it's, you know, you got to have videos that are made just for Twitter. You got to have content that's suitable like almost just for Twitter. But anyway, more impeachment going on today, going on tomorrow. It's going on for the foreseeable future, so you got plenty of time to get caught up on that. Again, my name's Hartzell. This is your Casey Morning Show. Pete broadcasting remotely. Give me a letter, Pete. Give me a letter.
How about F?
Peter F. Sween. The F stands for functional, maybe, because he's fighting. He's fighting a little. He's fighting a little. little tickle in the whistle. I made that work. Yeah. I made that
you
work.
You couldn't even hear the letter, and it was S, which is, I'll take the F though.
Oh, it was S?
Sometimes people say S as F.
So oh, I need you to go ahead and I need you to like blow your nose or something then, because you congested as hell.
I am. The C is for congestion. It's Peter C. Sweeney.
So we talked, was it Wednesday or Monday? I got a chance to talk to Hunter Dozier with Royals Fan Fest. It kicks off today. Well, the next day after our interview, and he didn't give us any kind of warning for this, so I'm curious how long this has been in the making. Either way, it's awesome. Today, Royals catcher Salvador Perez becoming a U.S. citizen during Fan Fest.
Slam. The Royals needed one, and Salvi gave them four.
And they double-dosed him.
I mean, how awesome is that, right? Like, that is, that's like one of those when sports meets real life, and
right.
Like, you get goosebumps just thinking that you're going to be a part of this guy's moment. It's just, like, that's just awesome. And looks like Salvi, oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, Pete, but Salvi, he passed his exam earlier this month. And so on stage today during Royals Fan Fest, looks like 4 o'clock is what they're saying. He's going to be joined by Chief U.S. District Judge Beth Phillips and will take his oath of allegiance, becoming a citizen, a U.S. citizen, Salvi Perez. I caught it on the show sheet, Citizen Salvi. You like that?
Yeah, I love it. And it's is that not like the classic American dream?
Absolutely, man.
You come here, you make millions, and then you get to celebrate becoming an American with thousands of people.
Yeah.
So good on Salvi. He's probably the most popular Royal at the moment. I would think.
And he's coming back. He's healthy. Like, I mean, a lot of people forget, like, with Salvi last season, that's a different team. It's a different team always if you got Salvi on there.
Yeah, let me see this right here. It says here he's the American most likely to make a splash. So I guess that's cool. Good on him.
Where was that quote from Salvi? I am grateful to this country for the many opportunities I've been given, including the ability to play professional baseball, said Salvador Perez in a news release. Thank God, my mother, my family, the Royals, and all those who have supported me during this process. My man, Salvador Perez, a U.S. citizen.
Always got to thank the big G.
Mm-hmm. You got to get all those thanks out of the way, you know?
Mom, Dad, and the big G, and then you go on to the rest of your thanks.
So get this, Pete. We are broadcasting live, recorded as live, since it's a podcast, from the Unlabeled Music Services here in Westport,
yeah.
Missouri. Well, I have some good news for us, Pete. In fact, things are looking real good. In fact, we might even want to renew our lease for this place because I think that we might have found a nice, safe home.
Less violent crime is happening in Westport. Leaders say security measures dropped crime 64% in just 1 year.
A district once marred by violence is seeing change. According to the Westport Regional Business League, in 2017, there were 66 weapon offenses. In 2018, that drops to 28 offenses. In 2019, just 12.
And it was just uncomfortable to have fun here, you know, because it was like, okay, well, will I be alive after the party? So I feel safe now that they start doing that.
That's pretty impressive. Like over 60% in just a year. Like I'll be honest, I didn't, when they started putting up the metal detectors and the fencing, I will be honest, I didn't love it for a host of different reasons. But slowly but surely I got used to it. And here's the thing, I will say it, like when we first saw those, I think we all thought that this was going to be a permanent deal. And I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way. The whole, like, you know, I didn't love it. But I mean, you can't fight the results, man. And here's the thing, I thought it was going to be permanent. And it runs from April through October, and it's
right.
it's a certain time frame later at night. And again, you can't fight the results. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't know if you know this about me, but I have friends with the Kelly family. I frequent Kelly's occasionally.
We mentioned every show, and the streak continues.
Came to Kansas City in my mid-20s, so I've divulged in Westport here and there, and Whereas actually, I've been down there twice where there have been shootings around Westport. Mm-hmm. I was lucky not to be around in the gunfire, but people right. running, so on and so forth. And like that was what was weird to me is like Kansas City seems like a safe town for the most part, mm-hmm. but that seemed like a little normal, which was weird.
Yeah.
And so I think there had to be something done, and it's not a big inconvenience. In the warmer times, it seems like, hey, maybe just like not making it a little more difficult to have guns around mm-hmm. helps stop shootings. Like, and it's not that big of a deal. I've been down there a couple times where I've had to go through it, and you feel a little weird. There's no doubt about
that. And that was, I think that's what rubbed me the wrong way. And I've since moved on from it. It just took a little bit to get used to. It's like when you go through a metal detector at a high school. It's just kind of weird. You get it. And it's just, I guess it's weird because it's unfortunate that that's where we are.
Well, you know the thing I mean? The thing that you remember, and I think relate to this a little bit because, you know, being from New York, is before 9/11, there weren't really a ton of metal detectors anywhere.
Yeah.
And then once 9/11 happened, they were everywhere. And I think we'd all agree that like mass events like that, you'd rather take the extra freaking 2-3 minutes than the alternative. So,
And looks like they haven't decided yet if they're going to renew it for this upcoming season, but it looks like it's something that works. So I would assume that that's probably going to pass unanimously. The cost of the security measures, $122,000. Now, was it worth it? I mean, let me give you a couple stats. I was going to make it a list, but I thought, you know what? Maybe not appropriate for this for a list of Hartzell since we're talking guns and stuff.
Well, what is the price on one life? I would say $122,000 is fine.
Right,
that's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It looks like they confiscated in 2017, there were 66 weapon offenses. There were 28 such offenses in 2018, and in 2019, just 12. So there we go. Hey, I like that. I like that a lot.
One time I was down there and they said, Pete, is that a gun? Or are you just happy to see me? And I just was happy to see them.
I'm just happy you got that sentence out. It looked like you're about to lose your voice.
I can't. I'm working through it.
This actually may affect you, Pete. This is big for you because there's a petition going around to change the Super Bowl. Could we be seeing very soon a Super Bowl Saturday?
The Monroe County team is actually doing something about changing the day of the Super Bowl.
16-year-old Frankie Ruggieri has a legitimate reason. Who wants to get up on Monday morning after such a late night watching the big game, right? We wait all year for it. Frankie feels Saturday would be better so people can get to sleep in on Sunday. So he has started a change.org petition to get others behind his idea, starting with the 2021 Super Bowl.
For like Super Bowl to be on Saturday because of schools are not open on the next day. The school in the next morning or work. Might as well put it Saturday.
I mean, my man makes some excellent points. Might as well make it Saturday. I mean, I like this idea. I can never, I like the idea. I can never imagine a Super Bowl on a Saturday. But my New York teen, he's 16 years old. Over 20,000 people have signed the petition to make the Super Bowl on a Saturday.
Yeah. Listen, no disrespect to Jimmy, but I've been behind Super Bowl Saturday since I was like 16 myself. So
don't
for
be
15
that
years.
Don't be that hipster,
I
man.
I have been fighting this fight.
Oh, God. We get it. You saw Mumford & Sons before anybody else. Get it.
And let me tell you something else. I think that this should happen this year. They should move it to next Saturday before Kansas City explodes and no one goes to work on Monday.
Wow.
If the Chiefs win, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl on next Sunday, is anyone going to work? There's no one is going to show up.
No, okay, so I'm happy you brought that up, my friend, because a 2019 survey, again, prime opportunity for a list of Hartzell. And this one actually would have been appropriate, but no, I decided, you know, you're broadcasting remotely, so I won't put you through that. But a 2019 survey found that more than 17 million U.S. employees actively planned to work, to skipping work the day after Super Bowl. 17 million people. Think about
they
that.
Should.
Think about that. That's how much, man, that's when we say that the NFL owns a day of the week, 17 million people are just going to bang work because they got to watch the Super Bowl. By the way, myself included, I'm not saying I'm not part of that number, but it's just crazy how football is life in this country, man, especially in Kansas City.
Yeah, a lot of people still want to say, yeah, but baseball is America's pastime. I got news for you. It is no longer America's pastime.
No, it is not. So let's end it with this story, Pete. I think we got some time. I don't want to run super late because, again, I know you you probably need to get back to bed. But we got to figure out. We got to figure out what's going on because I'm nervous. I am worried. I don't know if I need to. Do I need to pour one out? Like, what do we need to do? Because, and I don't want to say this, but R.I.P. Mr. Peanut.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh, look out! Oh, abandoned man. Oh, we're too heavy. Oh.
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut. No! Maybe he'll be all right. Maybe not.
The 104-year-old Peanut, Mr. Peanut, according to this preview to their Super Bowl ad, has died after sacrificing himself. I mean, this takes such a turn. Have you seen this commercial? Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen the commercial.
Okay, so I think it's a teaser. It's a teaser commercial for the actual commercial. So it stars, of course, Mr. Peanut. You've got Matt Walsh. So if anyone's seen Veep, which if you haven't seen Veep, you need to watch Veep. It just ended, but still the funniest show on television. If you're watching Veep, it's the funniest show on television. So you've got Matt Walsh, and inexplicably, Wesley Snipes is also involved in this commercial. They basically get in this traumatic road accident, and they are hanging off, and he's hanging on a branch, and it's one of those where it's too heavy, and somebody's got to fall, and it's like, it's a lot to handle for a commercial, man. Like, what is going on with this thing? I know it's a marketing gimmick. I'm sure it's fine. Mr. Peanut ain't going nowhere, but right. Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I watched that commercial to pull audio for this thing, I was uncomfortable. Like, it was it was weird. You know,
he falls down all those stories. It becomes Mr. Peanut Butter.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Spread him in a little sandwich.
We are 1,000 miles away, and you still got plenty of time for your bullshit.
Mr. Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich. Maybe spread him and have him for lunch.
Okay. All right, man. Let's move on. Let's move on. I didn't have
little milk.
I didn't have anything really as far as like concert announcements go, but yeah. There are some shows going on this week, this weekend, I guess. George Strait is going to be, I guess, doing the whole weekend at Sprint Center.
Oh my!
I didn't know that. I'm not a George. Also, I thought George Strait was like done. I thought he did his farewell tour. Is he the king? What does he go by?
There's enough demand in Kansas City for George Strait to have him all weekend.
Oh, absolutely. He does he do Amarillo by morning up from San Antonio? I know like two or three old school country songs. I think that's George Strait. I might be wrong. Anyway, George Strait's at Sprint Center. It's going to be hella expensive because it's George Strait at the Sprint Center. And it looks like today, tomorrow, and Sunday. But the show I am super pumped about is the David Bowie tribute band. I'm playing some Bowie right now, Pete. You can't hear it. We got a little under pressure going on. In fact, I'll pause so you can hear some. So the band that fell from Earth, the David Bowie tribute going on at the Record Bar, going on today.
You know
tomorrow.
What? Screw it. I'm flying back. We're
Man,
going to that.
This is honestly, and I'm not even blowing smoke, it is such a good time. My guy Nathan Corsi, he in a band called Not a Planet locally in Kansas City, and he does one of the best Bowies I've ever heard. And what's cool about this show is that they have different singers who sing as Bowie, as like the different eras of David Bowie. So you got like Ziggy Stardust, you've got like cool guy Bowie, you've got 2000s Bowie with like, you know, the Nine Inch Nails stuff he did. So I would suggest that show. I'm not throwing any shade to Mr. Straight. He is, of course, the king, I think, or so they've said, or whatever, the boss. I don't know what he is. But for my money, I'm going to, I'm seeing some Bowie tributes. Turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on a fence, but it don't work. Here we go. Keep coming up with love, little Bowie. It's so slashed and torn. And then we'll go to sports after that.
Don't know why I connected through FaceTime audio when.
Oh, you heard all that, didn't you?
Could have just heard it from Florida. Could have just tuned into Florida.
Oh, okay. With that, you want to go to sports? What do you want to do? How much time do you have? Do a quick sports.
Okay, here we go. Suspensions come down for Kansas and KU for their end of game brawl on Tuesday. Sylvia De Sosa got 12 games. David McCormack, 2 games for Kansas. K-State, James Love, the player in the suit, you'll know him as. He got 8 games. Antonio Gordon got 3 games. Conference rulings came a little more than 5 hours after KU's head coach Bill Self announced the indefinite suspension of De Sosa. This kind of behavior can't be tolerated by the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlsby, said in the statement. Bowlsby. Something. That's something I would call you, Bowlsby. Hearts of Bowlsby. De Sosa issued an apology on Twitter. Yesterday during the Kansas State game, I displayed highly unacceptable behavior. That was a poor representation of my team as well as my own character. There's no excuse for my behavior. I cannot justify unreasonable choices that I made yesterday on the court. If he's allowed back, he'll have 1 regular season game left before the playoffs. So there you go. In the Big 12 SEC Challenge, every local team is in action tomorrow starting in the morning. Mizzou takes on West Virginia at 11 on ESPN. Hartsell, the Tigers have lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, we get it. We know.
Kansas is back in action with De Sosa without De Sosa against Tennessee. That's 3 p.m. on ESPN tomorrow. Kansas State right back to it against Alabama on ESPN2 at 5 p.m.
I really want to do a day bow bow. When you say De Sosa, it's day bow bow.
Roll Tide.
Bow bow.
UMKC takes on California Baptist 9 p.m.
That's
on
a Ferris Bueller reference, kids. Ask your parents, by the way. Keep going.
The Royals are going to wear a patch to honor David Glass this season. Royals will honor Glass, the former owner, with a patch on their right sleeve in 2020 all year long. It'll be round and feature Glass's DG initials in royal blue with a crown adornment. Glass is responsible for growing baseball in KC, making the small market championship caliber, bringing the 2015 World Series title to KC. Glass died 2 weeks ago, less than 5 months after deciding to sell the team to John Sherman and that local investment group. He died at 84, January 9th.
I didn't read too much into it as far as like, what happened? Do you think, was he sick? Do you think? It seems like a real quick turnaround.
It seems reasonable to maybe think that. I don't really know a ton of the details.
And I don't want to speculate, but it is one of those things where it's so close. You think, you know, was it one of those where you wanted to take care of business before things, happen? So.
Hartsell, Sporting KC Club Friendlies begin tomorrow.
Sporting Kansas City!
It said that the time was to be determined on the friendly. What are they just going to play casual football all day?
So some pickup soccer. This is like our preseason. So it's
friendly. Yeah, but why is there no time? Why is there no time?
Because they just kind of they listen. It's one of those where it's like in preseason baseball. Like they have those short inning games, simulated games, that kind of thing. So we just got you're basically playing together in the sandbox.
good luck to all the keepers and the strikers and the middies out there on the pitch, huh?
Oh, wow. He reads one soccer article, and now he's a soccer guy. I'm so proud of you.
Let's go Crystal Palace, baby. Crystal Palace for life.
Hey, I ran into Matt last night, Best Buy. Had to get some equipment to make sure we could broadcast, and our new friend from Crystal Palace was there at the door. By the way, just totally side note. That's why I love doing this show. Like, that's why we did this thing, man. It's that we could hang out with people and make new friends and then do it together. So if you have events, and I know Pete's going to plug this later, we want to hang out and kick it. And I think that's cool. That's like one of the best parts about this show. So hi, Matt. Good to see you, buddy.
Can I kick it?
Yes, we can.
Morning show. Can I kick it?
Yes, we
morning
can.
Show. Can I kick it?
Oh, that's our yes we can is morning show. So you say, can I kick it? It's morning show.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm excited for this season. Got a bunch of people. We got Gotti yesterday. He was announced.
John Gotti?
Not John Gotti. No, not John Gotti. Although he plays like a never mind. I was gonna say he's an enforcer out there. He's an enforcer. That's what I meant. Gotti, Alan, Polito, and my guy Kyrie Shelton's back. That's the homie. We've hung out a couple times. I like that dude. So I'm excited.
Great.
I think March 7th, home opener.
Great hair by Alan Polito.
Man, like the flow is just those luscious locks. It's not fair.
I can't
man.
Wait to go to a sporting game. I mean, I just hope they're better than last season. They were just
shut up. Stop.
Poor.
Stop. Well, no money from them. Well, no sponsorship for Sporting KC, not for a lack of trust.
Most teams,
on
listen,
my part.
Here's what I'll say.
I tried, guys.
Say, just very quickly,
I tried.
Most teams in the MLS make the playoffs.
Oh,
Sporting found a way
not
to.
What is this? You know what? Your soccer bias, your hate of the beautiful game is disgusting, Peter.
When
disgusting.
Does Crystal Palace play Sporting?
I don't care. Oh, f- off. You know what?
Well.
All right, man. Do you want to take a? We're going late. What do you want to do? You want to do movies? Or you want to go home? Because you're also.
You want me to get? You want to give you some events or no? What would you rather do?
What do people want to see? What do people want? Okay, I was gonna do two movies. How about we just do this? Because usually we do flicks on Friday. Sean Edwards, our Fox 4 film critic, he's out of town. He's doing. I forgot the award show. One of his he's doing. I think it's the one he's actually throwing, the African American Film Society. I think it's that one. But anyway, long story short, Sean is out. He will be back next week. Although now we have the phone line set up, so maybe we can actually set up some phoners next time. Anyway,
perfect.
I guess we'll just do one. I had two. There's a horror movie called The Turning. That's just too much for me. I don't do scary. I think one of the little boy from who's the little boy? That little boy from Stranger Things. He's in it.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment.
Is that no? That's not.
I see dead people.
Yeah, no, that's not. I don't think that's it. Maybe the same
the
universe.
Turning only got 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's turning heads, not in the right way. Am I right? No. It's one of my best. Some of my best material right there. Some of my best work. I will play this one. I think I'm gonna try to peep this one this weekend. It's called The Gentleman.
I'm gonna tell you a story about your boss and a man who's out to destroy it.
That doesn't sound good.
He started a war. There will be blood and feathers everywhere.
He's warming up now, isn't it?
The Gentleman, rated R.
How's that one looking, Pete? You got your tomato score, dealio.
Yes.
Down.
Yeah, this gentleman right here will give you the score, and it's 71%. So
it looks good. Matthew McConaughey. It's got a good cast. Who's in it? Who? Tell me the rest of the people.
Looks like Matthew McConaughey is in it. That's one of the guys.
Read the list, Pete. It's in front of you. Read it.
Written and directed by Guy Ritchie.
Oh, okay. That's notable. Okay.
Which,
keep going.
Which is good. Yeah, so that's, I mean, it's good.
Who else is in it besides McConaughey, man? You are not selling movies at all.
I don't know any of these actors.
That's because you're a square. You don't know them. Maybe our listeners do. Our friends do know them, and they want to go see a movie this weekend. Some of us can't live the life of luxury in Tampa, man.
Some of us aren't sitting beachside. Michelle Dockery,
jackass.
Hugh Grant, Colin Farrell.
You didn't know Hugh Grant?
Oh, Jeremy Strong. He's in Succession. He's in it. A little Charlie Hunnam.
So maybe this is something you actually want to see now. See what you get by looking at the cast and, you know.
Bugsley Malone.
All right. Moving on. Okay.
It's Sam West.
See, now you're just being. Now you're
Eddie Marson.
See, now you're Peter P. Swain. The P stands for pretentious. All right. That's what that
means.
I'm a fade.
There
you
we
out.
Go.
Anyway, go see that one. That looks pretty good. What's the rating on that one?
71. All or right. Should I say 70 fun if you go see it this weekend.
All right, all right, all right. You're an idiot.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get to a preview of the weekend.
Yeah,
what's our
very
events?
Quickly. Here we go. I'll go through it. Fan Fest in Kansas City, so Royals Fan Fest. We talked about Salvi celebrating that. That goes on January 24th at 12 p.m. to January 25th at 7 p.m. So Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity to go meet the Royals. I mean, this is like
yeah, it's some of the most transparent stuff they do. Like it is so interactive. You can get all the pictures, autographs. I'm a big fan of it. I really want to go today. I would like to go and get us some audio of Salvi. That's what I would love to do. No promises, Pete, but I am going to try to do that. I'm going to try to be the news guy and the weather. I'm just going to be the KCMS guy while you're gone because you have decided to
Can you ask
take
a question
your talents
for me?
To South Beach.
And the interview like this, and this one is from my co-host, Pete. How does it feel to be Captain America?
I will ask okay. him that question on behalf of you.
Also tonight, Winter Comedy Jam with Bruce at the Arvis Ooh. Bank Theater at
Bruce,
the
Bruce
Midlands.
Bruce.
It's featuring Country Wayne and opening Funny Marco. So that looks like a good little show if you're into that. Bruce. Also, Once Upon a Mystery put on by the Casey Crew and Hotel Phillips, a paid for mystery party, murder mystery.
Okay. So we are in the roaring 20s now. I get that.
Live out your office fantasy, 7 to 10:30. Once Upon a Mystery, look it up. It's got tickets at kccrew.com. Mecole Hardman is signing autographs today at Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm not sure if my times are correct. I think they're right. Today at 6 p.m. to 7:30 at Dick's Sporting Goods, and that is at Prairie View Road in KC.
Okay.
The young rookie before he heads off to Miami to do bigger and better things. Saturday, Hopcat's 12th anniversary party and Cosmilk Fries Eating Contest. Beginning tomorrow at 11 at Hopcat in Kansas City.
Oh, starting early.
So there's a contest. Whoever eats the most cosmic fries in 6 minutes gets a $500 Hopcat gift card and Hopcat swag.
Okay, let's go. All right, sign me up. I'm gonna edit the podcast. Can you sign me up for that? Can you do that for me?
As I'm looking at it, that's free food, and then you can get additional money for that. Basically,
here's the thing. You know me, like I eat like a bird. So we can stretch that 500 like a long time. I could eat like a king for a long time.
Why did they change the cosmic? Why? What happened to crack fries? They changed the name of them.
I don't know.
I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same.
It is.
Thing.
I think it's branding. I don't think crack fries. I don't think that sells on a menu. I don't think grandma likes that one.
You know, we talked about all those Christmas pop-up bars. There's a Roaring Twenties pop-up bar happening this weekend at Jack's Fish House.
Should have saw that coming.
Called Gin Roaring Twenties. It starts tomorrow at 8 p.m. to 10:30. So wear your Roaring Twenties. And again, happy birthday to my sister on Saturday.
Oh, you're not going to make it. Oh, you're so close. We're about
right,
30
here we
seconds.
Go.
We're about 30 seconds, man. You got this. Power through. Power through.
Sunday at the Nelson, 10 a.m., the Chinese New Year celebration, which should be good. And then for all you brides out there, I mean, Asia, who knows? Unbridled 2020.
You shut that up.
Sunday
you
at
shut
11:30
that up.
At the Uptown hosted by The Pitch. So there you go. That's it. That's
right now, I'm focused on one thing. It's that $500 at Topcat, right?
There's one event that you're excited about.
One thing. One war at a time, all right? One war at a time.
There are some of these. These are just some of the events. If you have one you want to invite us to, we'll definitely come. Just ask our friends at Strange Days Brewing. Contact us.
This is us.
kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
This is us begging for friends. So, yes, invite us, please. Oh man, Pete, you made it. We're right at an hour, and I could probably cut some of this down because I know I coughed and you coughed like a, you know. So let's why don't we go ahead and close it out, man? Hey, it worked. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I walked in here today and I very much expected to call you and say, hey, we're gonna have to take the week off because I just don't think this is gonna go.
Yeah, it feels good. Can't wait to get out there in the 75-degree weather today.
Okay,
get a little suntan.
See, you find a way. I was hoping that would transition to, oh hey, good job, Hartzell. I'm so proud of you, Hartzell. Oh, Hartzell. But no, you make it about yourself. You found a way.
Mexican cuisine.
You know what? I hope you enjoy that pirate party you're going to. I hope you don't fall off the deck. I hope you don't walk the plank. Oh, yeah. I hope you do walk the plank. Peter W. Swain. The W stands for walking the GDP. plank. That's all I got to say about that. All right, Pete, let's go ahead and close it out. My name is Hartle. That right there, give me a letter, Pete.
U.
That's U for Universal. Peter Universal, Sweeney. We'll see you in the
KC Morning Show.
Say bye, Pete.
Bye-bye.